morning, Lagos. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah. Echo ni budget.
What?
Echo ni budget.
Echo is
echo.
Because echo is something.
Oh God, echo.
Echo.
Mm-hmm. Echo ni baje.
Echo. Exactly. You got that.
Ni baje.
You left the O. You said echo ni baje. There's an O.
Echo
ni baje.
Echo. Echo ni baje.
It's okay. It's okay. Ah, God, you say you reward teachers. Reward your head. Reward your head, Father.
What exactly are you considering as a reward?
Well, he gives me a good nation,
okay.
Good leaders.
Okay.
He makes me not rejoice or have prayer points like, let there be light.
No, that's a very good one.
Yeah, I'm supposed to say, Father Lord, when I get home, oh, by the Holy Spirit, let NEPA bring light. Wasting a prayer.
Lord, let me find Uber to get to work.
Yeah,
that's
kind
a prayer
of,
point. That's my prayer point every day.
Prayer point, you know? Father Lord, oh Father, let me be able to wake up when they bring light by 2 a.m.
I think I need to change my prayer points. Father Lord, help me to just
what?
Go beyond this anxiety and start driving.
That one needs deliverance. Oh.
What does that mean?
They will kneel you down.
I
36
take it,
days drive
I,
fasting.
I take it that you're trying to insult me.
No, I can't do that. Who am I now? I can't insult you. Who am I now? Come on now.
No, but sincerely, I think that our reward needs to be that we need a better country, a better nation, because something that we're not embarrassed of, a place that we all don't want
proud
to run away from.
Do you know how I met this American young lady in America? I'm sure on the hierarchy she's almost a nobody, but she came here and the only thing she was so proud about, I'm an American. That's what she says. You know, I'm an American.
But Americans are proud of being
no,
American.
No, I'm saying, no, coming here, how many Nigerians will go there? I'm a Nigerian.
Oh, I will.
No, they will tell you why you. So I'm saying that I wanted to get to that point where we can proudly
super proud
go everywhere and anywhere.
To
and
be Nigerians.
Open. And that is a dream that can happen.
I have a dream.
I have a dream. That one day.
With one day.
Nigerians.
Gary will, day like fufu.
I have a dream. That one day we're going to vote for better people. They're going to rule us well.
I have a dream that one day brown envelope not going to be part of our work again.
I have a dream that police not going to collect money for road.
I have a dream that customs and immigration not going to ask me for money at the airport.
I have a dream that the petrol, they're not going to steal our crude. They carry come out for Nigeria.
I have a dream that NNPC not going to change name again.
I have a dream. Make it not be nightmare.
Good morning, Lagos.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. I'm Mary Anacone, and he is
Stretch.
Together, we make sure that it's fun from 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock because this is
What's Up, Lagos?
Yeah. The best conversation in Lagos. And we don't just bring you the fun things. Yes, we talk about very important things.
Yeah.
Masses are rising. And of course, nation building. Because you see, what's entertainment if we're not also using sense?
Oh, think about it.
Mm?
Because you can't entertain where there are guns and everybody's hiding
exactly
for grenades. So entertainment also meets it with sense.
Yes. So welcome to the show. Up next is Sound Off.
Don't laugh.
Sound Off is where we talk about matters arising.
Yes.
Whether it be economic, social, political, in every wise. But then we don't allow you to do the sounding off. We sound off on your behalf, hoping that those concerned will pick, you know, what we're saying.
Yeah.
In the meantime, let's go for Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give it.
All right, this is Sound Off, and it's 16 minutes past the hour 10. And we must have heard that at the last ministerial retreat, President scored. Is that the 8-year administration had it out very, very high. And we can't run through everything, but we want to say congratulations to the outgoing administration. And we just want to highlight on some few points that were raised. In this, one of the, from the long array of things that the administration had done, he went, and I quote, Nigeria Air Force has acquired 38 brand new aircraft and is expecting another 36 new ones, while the Nigerian Navy has been equipped with new platforms, sophisticated Riverine Regal Hull inflatable Seaward Defense Whaler, and fast attack boats. You know, this definitely to guard our waters, stop people from taking away crude, or from for pirates from attacking this on the array of things that have been achieved by this administration. Another one, to boost the number of police personnel. 20,000 policemen were recruited, fully integrated, and deployed in 2020 and 2021. This exercise, according to the quote, has strengthened our community policing strategy, which is enshrined in the Police Act of 2020. So many things done, so many things, and we'll read them and we'll say some of them. No, we can't go through all. It was just accolade after accolade after accolade, even the COVID-19. I mean, like, how many people were vaccinated, how our health system, educational system. It was very succinct, very, very to the point, very explaining every set, every aspect that Nigerians asked for it. And the number of children that were fed, oh my God, fed daily by this administration. Come on, who else has ever done such in this country? Who has gone that far? So I want to say on Sound of This Morning that sometimes you don't get to know what actually has been happening till you get to hear from those. They say a lizard that falls from a high building, if nobody commends it, it will nod and say, I did it, I tried.
Because I did it.
Yes, on the fight against corruption, that's the only one that wasn't very specific. The president promised that the administration would continue to review and prosecute high-profile corruption cases and ensure speedy completion. Yes, I mean, like Oji Kalu was in jail for a couple of months, but he's out now. But I mean, high-profile people that had done wrong, stolen money, prosecuted. Many things that were put out, and that's actually the last ministerial gathering, the retreat. So every word there, we take to heart. And we want to say, I personally am saying, I am impressed. I am impressed. Yeah. Yeah, I am impressed.
Well done, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I like that you always applaud yourself.
Yeah.
I like how you don't wait for posterity to judge you.
No, you be the judge.
Well done, Mr. President. Well done in your fight against insecurity and how you've decimated Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
How you've brought back our girls. How you were able to bring out the train victims after such a long time. I'm very impressed, Mr. President. Thank you for the health system that you have been able to revamp, Mr. President.
Yeah.
That's very applaudable. Thank you for the education system and how our kids have been home for 8 months. Well done, Mr. President. Well done. Well done.
So let me give you a figure also. 988,652 poor and indigent Nigerians have been enrolled in the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund. Come on. You can't say that is nothing.
Yeah, well, that's something.
You can't say that is nothing.
But well done, how all our doctors are fleeing to the UK and Saudi Arabia. Well done, Mr. President. Well done, because the Vice President, made sure that his health was taken care of right here in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, yes.
Well done.
Thank
leading
you.
By example.
Thank you.
A bloody say, Mr.
Yeah.
President.
The vaccination, we had like 34.7% eligible population vaccinated for COVID.
Wonderful.
Yeah. People would
Wonderful.
Have died.
Wonderful, yes.
But they were vaccinated.
Well done, Mr.
Yeah.
President. and for the NCDC, well done, Mr. President. The health sector in Nigeria is vibrant.
Thank
wow.
You. Thank you very much.
Nobody else has done this.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Mr.
Mayor.
President.
Mayor, thank you very much.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you for always finding time to pat yourself on the back.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, thank you.
Posterity doesn't need to judge you, eh?
No.
You've already given yourself a pass mark. Well done, Mr. President.
And by December this year, insecurity will be a thing of the past.
Oh, yes, of course. Totally gone. Decimated.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, thank you.
Well done, Mr. President. And that's employment that you promised us. Thank you. You have done it.
Thank you, Mary.
And the corruption you promised us to fight, yes. You fought it.
Yes, high profile people are going to be prosecuted and the legal system will be verified.
Yes, thank you for the presidential pardon for the Dariyes of this world. Thank you, Mr. President. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
We are doing our best. What will we do now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sound off. It's over.
No, sound off. Thank you.
We keep you informed all day long with the best radio programming. From the morning crossfire with Sheriff to What's Up Lagos. And at noon, it's the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk hard facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
I will present a story the way that it was presented.
Femi and the gang bring the game on with day-by-day accounts of magnificent moments in the world of football. And finally, the chat station. All for your listening pleasure. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
What's up, Lagos? What's up? Yes, 22 minutes past the hour 10, and it's time for us to muse. Yes, we do that every day.
Muse, every day we muse.
Yeah, yesterday we had a heat track.
Hey, Choroncho.
Not that.
Choroncho.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be our official sound bite on this show.
Choroncho.
Choroncho. You know, they don't say Choroncho. 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 Choroncho.
Yeah, so just keep that there.
That man, you're the real MVP, man.
Honestly,
I'm
John Jazzy has been looking
Nigeria's got talent.
Yes, John Jazzy is looking frantically for you,
Maven. And D-Tunes is finding you too. Anyway, this morning we are going to be talking about food because I love food. I love food. I don't know about you. I love food. I might not eat a lot of it, but I love it. I love savory. I love sweet. I love sour. I love everything. I love pickles.
I eat to live. I don't live to eat.
Well, I don't live to eat, but I love food. I love the idea.
I eat for biological reasons. You want to go out and tell us the muse?
What does that even mean, for biological reasons?
Yes, because I have to stay alive.
Do you not enjoy feeding yourself?
No.
So you don't go to like food tasting and stuff like that?
No.
So you don't do fine dining?
No.
You're boring.
Just eat whatever.
You're so boring. I do fine dining. I love to sample new places.
Well done.
Anyway, so this morning we're going to be talking about favorite dishes and food combinations. What's your favorite dish and what's your favorite food combination? I'll start. Plantain and egg.
Okay.
Can't do anything wrong with that.
Okay. Beans and plantain.
Yes.
Oh!
I vote yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're going for a break. We'll be right back after this.
What is wrong with you?
All right. Lateral.
I don't know why I'm ringing this.
What's up, Lagos, ladies and gentlemen? 46 minutes gone past 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We're going to go into great conversation. Mm-hmm. Of course, something that is affecting all of us.
Yes.
The flooding. But before that, let's take some messages
let's
on
just
our
go
food
through
combos.
Them. Oh, they didn't let us deal with this food combo. We'll do it again. One person said, I love my yam flour amala in conjunction with ewedu and begiri. Also featuring cow skin and pomo. Also starting a jackie akaka and assorted meats. Combo of life. Muidin. Ah, Muidin, you like unje. You like food. Hello, Stretcher Marianne. Good. What about bole, roasted plantain and roasted fish?
Porakot.
Or bole and dry beans with stew.
Or
starch and seafood banga soup with crab, fresh fish, and periwinkle.
Sounds great, but I can't eat it.
What of you can't? You're allergic,
I'm allergic
to
shellfish. Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I'd like to go somewhere with you. What of fufu and egusi chicken pepper soup, white melon? Ah, Bao from Ikodu, you like food. Thou likest food, honestly. Mm. All right, we'll get into this another time. But right now, I think there's this proverb that says, when you see something that is bigger than the farm, you sell the barn.
Mm.
Yeah, we will have loved to talk about this, but this is a devastating.
We promise to bring it back.
We will.
Next week, keep your food combos. We'll talk about it.
Yes.
How you like it, and where you like it.
Yes, because we're having some guests today on the show. So
yeah.
And we're nice.
So we have to be good to our guests.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry.
We'll be back with that conversation. In the meantime, we want to talk about the flooding. For those of you who've been, you know, listening to the news, and Nigerian Info is, of course, the number one when it comes to talk and news and sports. And we've been, of course, shedding light on what's happening in terms of the flooding. I think conversations have also been had around it. But today we're going to be talking about the responsibility of government in handling these floods. There's been a back and forth, you know, between government. NIMET has said that they had given a warning, earlier signs, blah, blah, blah. Of course, also, Cameroonian government has come out to say that, please, when you are having this conversation, count us out. We're not there because we did our part. We held up our own side of the bargain. It's your own side of the bargain that you've not held, and that's why you're experiencing what you're experiencing. So we, the people who are the victims, how do we hold governments responsible? Because the president had come out to say that, he talks about the issue of, the environmental degradation. He talked about the issue of climate change as some of the causes, but the thing that is at the core of it, which is the fact that the dam that we're supposed to build on our side of the divide hasn't been built. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Well, we're going to have a guest join us in a few minutes. Achike Chude is a public affairs analyst, and he is going to be discussing this issue of flooding with us for the next few minutes before we, of course, go to the news. And when we come back, the conversation will continue. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Check the time is 10:51. Our guest is on, and we're going to be talking to him in a few seconds. Some scary statistics we have been getting on this as Nigerians continue to lament the impact of flooding across the country. Well, figures such as 603 lives lost in this, and 2.5 million persons affected, 1.3 million displaced. It's not something we can just look over and gloss over like that. That's why we have Mr. Chude with us in the studio.
And just as he joined us, we were giving some statistics. Mr. Achike Chude is a public affairs analyst. Achike Chude, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning
it's
to
a
you.
Pleasure, always.
Yes, always. So there's been a back and forth between the government of Nigeria and the government of Cameroon. There's been a lot of blame games. The president yesterday was quoted to say that, you know, climate change also is one of the reasons and the factors why we're experiencing this flooding. We had also something similar to this sometime in, I think, 2012, yes. I cannot forget it. Bayelsa was over flooded. You know, water took over all of the homes in Bayelsa. And now we're seeing the likes of Kogi, Anambra, Rivers and Bayelsa again, you know, in that mix. Now, the Pan-Niger Delta chieftain, Chief Edwin Clark, has taken a swipe at the federal government, asking them to stop blaming the Cameroonian government for being responsible for the problem. He's asking that the president see one way or the other acts. I'd like to hear your thoughts quickly. Why do you think that we keep experiencing this year in and year out?
Yeah, I, you know, sometimes events in this country defy all logic, really, because flooding is something that everybody knows about. The president talks about climate change. Everybody knows about climate change. That has been in the news for decades now. I mean, governments try to do something about climate change, and so they are mitigating things that need to be done at all times. And so the fact that we are having this, especially against the backdrop of what happened in 2012 was also massive, but not as serious, as damaging as what we have now. Mm-hmm. So there has been a pattern. We have seen this happening over the years. And so this is no time for excuses. Excuses are not welcome under any circumstances, because we knew this was going to happen. We knew that the climate, you know, change situation was getting worse. So why would you, you know, allow, what are the mitigating things that we had done, put on ground? Fine, we talk about Cameroon. We've always known about the existence of Lagdo Dam, mm-hmm. you know, which was completed in, I think, next...
All right, just 2 minutes past our 11, and our guest has been with us, and we have had a lovely time together. So, Chide, you were saying something very, very, very,
very quick,
important.
Before we went on that break, sorry about that.
Yeah, right. So can you hear me?
Yes, we
clearly.
Can.
Yeah, so, you know, we're talking about, the fact that... part of the blame, apart from that's coming from the president, is not just, you know, it talks about climate change,
yeah,
which is nothing new, really. So if it is nothing new, and you know the devastating, you know about the devastating effects of a climate change, especially the perilous times that we find ourselves in, then you do whatever you can to mitigate the damage of nature.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is something that could have been done. That is the arrangement that Nigeria had with Cameroon. Obviously, Cameroon was building a dam. And some of these dams are not, have implications beyond the shores of the countries that are building the dams.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we can see the problem between, we know about the problem between Ethiopia and Egypt,
yes.
over the construction,
yes.
of a dam.
The Renaissance Dam.
And that
dam.
Has also been, yes, and that has led to some international crisis between both countries. So these things do happen. But we knew that we needed to do something about mitigating the damages of that will be coming from the dams. And that's why when a major programs are being undertaken, major projects are being undertaken that are supposed to have impact on the environment and the society at large, you do impact, environmental impact assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that gives you an idea of the implication of that particular project and what needs to be done to mitigate whatever fallout, negative fallout that would arise as a result of the siting of the project. And so that impact assessment obviously indicated that there will be a problem, not just in Cameroon, but beyond the shores of Cameroon to Nigeria, once the water in the dam is released.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told, or we have found out, that there's an agreement actually in place for the Nigerian government to set up, also build its own dams, to also take to mitigate the effects of the Cameroonian dam when it is released, so that we can also take some of this, excess water, mm-hmm. and then cause less damage to. And obviously, that was not done. And the essence, the question you ask is, why was it not done? It's simple for me, because the wrong people are not in government. The right people are not in government. So it's, you have people who are motivated by other things, people who have other, different
priorities. Are different, yeah. Okay. Yes.
It's as simple as that. I mean, we can't put it any other way. That is what is responsible. So these are people, as a result of whatever, you know, inclinations they might be having, you know, are willing to jeopardize the interest of the larger society for the purpose of, you know, whatever personal gains they might, you know, benefit from not doing what they should do. Otherwise, there's no reason why we should subject the vast majority of Nigerians to in those floodplain areas.
Yeah.
You know,
Mr. Chude, sorry.
To this kind of damages.
Yeah. Sorry, let me continue here. 603 people conservatively is not a small figure. Now, can anybody stand to gain anything by this act of negligence? Can anybody stand to gain? I mean, you're supposed to do something to mitigate this kind of thing. Who will gain from this kind of negligence? I mean, is there anything? Because I see it as just negligence, but the way you sound is like someone is profiting from not doing what they're supposed to do.
Anybody that would you know, profit from that kind of thing, for human misery, you know, is a person that is less than human.
True.
And don't you know, look, when you're talking about human beings, you see the very worst in humanity with people, and then you see also the best. So when you have very, you know, people like Hitler, for instance, you have people like
Mussolini.
Mussolini, thank you very much. You also have people like Mother Teresa and Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know, you have Mandela. So life is all about contrast, up and down,
spectrum.
Good and evil, you know, dark and fair, black and white. That is it. So you also have human beings that you, you know, you have, you can put in those, these modes, you know. So there are people like that. And you ask yourself, because you see, your question has deeper ramifications. For instance, why is the Nigeria the way it is today in this, in the midst of so much human and natural and material and mineral resources? Why is Nigeria the way, you know, the Nigeria is? You know, it is simply as a result of this. And that's why somebody has called some of the things going on in this country, has described it as organized chaos. Look, you people profit from chaos. And don't also forget that wars are being fought in Nigeria today. You know, and that people are profiting from it. You know, sometimes, the revelations we've had, for instance, from the Niger Delta, you know, from the Niger Delta, where, like Tom Polo says, super tankers berth in Nigerian waters, then you have, you know, military gunboats that are supposed to prevent, you know, the illegal siphoning of crude oil from the country, but you see them aiding and abetting what is going on. It's organized chaos. People are benefiting from it, you know. So this, there's nothing new, you know, with what we're seeing today in the country. And it is unfortunate that this is how we, where we have found that. So with regards to, you know, to what happened, the flood situation, it was absolutely and totally preventable.
Yeah.
But like I said, for whatever reason, there were different priorities. There are things that were more important. You know, that's why these things were not done. Of course, you talk about ecological funds. We also had ecological funds that have been prepared for situations such as this. What has happened? Of course, we know that years back, I think under the Obasanjo administration, there was so much scandal that had to do with the ecological fund that the federal government itself was dipping its hands into the ecological funds and using it for other things. And we all know the problem of, you know, the ecological problems that some of the states in the country are having, Anambra State and many other parts of the country, and the rest. And yet, you know, the government felt that there were other things that were more important. You know, so this is a country that does not prepare for the rainy day. So it's nothing new, you know, in this country, but it is unfortunate and it is shameful that we keep on finding ourselves in this situation. But we are not only blaming the government, and we cannot also blame the government, because we've had instances even among the people themselves in Lagos State and many other parts of the country where people, and we have had this discussion, I think, on this, your medium, where people would also block drainages, you know, with all kinds of filthy materials, refuse, and then also build on the
drainage lines,
drainage, you know, routes and all that, and so all of these things also contribute one way or the other in causing, you know, unfortunately, this devastation that has taken place in other parts of especially the eastern parts and the northern parts of the country.
Let's talk about what we need to do in the interim, because it looks like successive governments have, you know, somewhat decided not to look into this issue. Again, the dam, Stretch and I were having a conversation about the level of completion. If it's 90% completed, why can't...
Years,
And it's been 90% completed forever. So many years. Why has it not... why would it take so long for it to be completed? Again, if this government is making so many excuses around it, shouldn't this have been one of the priorities, being that This flooding issue never goes away and we keep losing people. Is it easier, I'm curious, is it easier to give all of this flood relief funds and you know, victim endowment funds, blah, 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 as opposed to building that dam? And of course, giving stiffer sanctions for those who are, you know, one way or the other.
Nobody being called to block. Nobody is being held
responsible.
So what's
happening? Should we be looking at a probe for governors at the state levels and of course, ministers or even, you know, presidents who have refused to do their job?
Well, there's always a truism that prevention will always be better than cure. Mm-hmm. And so it's better you prevent it because ultimately it takes much less to prevent a disaster. And then it takes much more to address the consequences of a disaster. And, you know, and you cannot adequately address, you know, the consequences of disaster because, yes, you might be able to replace infrastructure that have been damaged, but you're not going to replace the human lives that have been lost in the process. You know, so these are the clear, you know, differences. And obviously, again, states have also been responsible. In fact, states should be primarily responsible for what happens within their territories. You know, and in this case, a lot of these states have also failed in sufficiently addressing, you know, the problems that they're having. Of course, the issue of climate change is always there. But the climate change issue is not a Nigerian issue. It's a global issue. So that is going to take resolutions at other levels with different partners, NGOs, organizations, the United Nations, under the aegis of the United Nations and all the other countries of the world, especially the major pollutants of the environment of the climate, you know. But the ones that we can do are the ones we can do and we should do. And that is obviously studying what exactly has happened and also coming up with a formula on how to address this issue so that there will not be future occurrences. And even where you have future occurrences, you want to be sure that the damages are very much mitigated. And this is, you know, exactly what we're saying. And so it means perhaps you might also, you know, talk about building banks across, you know, the river, depending again on the rise of the water, mm-hmm. You know, how by how many inches or how, you know, that the water has arisen. These things are some of the things that can also be done. Then perhaps also, if you know that there is nothing that can be done on a year-to-year basis, then perhaps you might think of ways to begin to move the communities that live in flood-prone areas and move them to higher grounds, move mm-hmm. them to, you know, places where they will not be washed away when these floods come. That is one way of also trying to mitigate, the crisis. And then, again, you should also have, because this is something that you are expecting, you should also have, you know, camps, mm-hmm. you know, whether you call it, camps where these people can stay. Because mm-hmm. with what has happened now, the government, the Minister of Humanitarian Disaster says, look, we provide the camps for them, provide the, you know, places where these people can go. Now, and these things are not in place. You know, this thing is going to happen. We have seen it happen several times. Why is it that the people, when it happens, they have no place to go to? Mm-hmm. It's at the moment that these things have happened that you begin to look for ways to see how you can accommodate these people. So these are some of the issues. And of course, we can't be talking about relief. That's why I say prevention is better, because even the relief, how much of it get to the people? We know that in 2012, life experiences, don't forget that in 2012, a lot of, you know, organizations, a corporate organization most especially, you know, decided to come together and pull resources together to help those people who were affected negatively by the flooding that took place, especially in places like Lagos. And what happened? There were, you know, insinuations of displacement of funds, mm-hmm. you know, and misappropriation and misapplication of funds. So people said, and I met quite a few, that they were given, was it 12,000, whatever amount they were given before, but they had to sign an undertaking that they were actually collected less, but also agreed to sign
that they collected,
you know,
more.
That they collected much. I mean, so in a case where you give, you know, for instance, somebody relief of about 12,000, you ask him to sign for 12,000 and you're giving him maybe 6,000 or 8,000. These are the things that happened. So people were also benefiting from that. And I spoke with a few of the people. It was right in the media, you know, and so it's not, look, in Sierra Leone, we had the issue of the blood diamonds. People were being killed, but people were making profit from the diamonds that were being exploited from the diamond fields. So these are the things, and this is the nature, unfortunately, of human beings. But the essence, that's why you have government, because the essence of government is to ensure that the lives of the people are protected, that the welfare of the people is improved upon. And so when you have people who are deviated in conducting themselves in ways that are compatible with public decency, you know, and the progress of society, then the government has to step in. And those people who have fallen foul of the law must be prosecuted. And that's what, you know, that's the question you are asking. Why is it that when people have become derelict in executing their, you know, primary responsibilities for which they are being paid salaries for and allowances, nothing happens to them ultimately at the end of the day?
Unfortunately.
Is it because, you know, and you're gone?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's quite unfortunate. Nothing happened. But then it also puts us in a precarious situation where we wonder what is the value of the life of an average Nigerian? But because we have very little time, Mr. Chude, I will let you answer that question before we wrap up. We're going to bring Lagosians into this conversation. How do we hold government accountable? Maybe because he hasn't gotten to some of us in Lagos, it might sound a bit like a mirage, but then we can see videos, photos of people whose houses have been completely immersed in water in Kogi, in Anambra, in Delta, and Bayelsa, I beg your pardon, and River State. So join the conversation. Where do we go from here and how do we hold our governments?
You know, Marianne, but also don't forget the greater implications of what is happening.
Yes.
The fact that we are in a very serious economic, find ourselves in
downturn,
a very serious economic situation. In your news, you know, item, you just read about inflation hitting a double digit, slightly over 20%.
Mm.
This is unprecedented in the history of this country. I don't think we've ever gotten to that level. Then you're talking about, of course, obviously the implications, the rising price of food and so many other things, foreign exchange, so many things that Nigerians have to cope with. Life is exceedingly very hard. Now we're going to compound it again. And of course, part of the food security issues we have been having in this country have been as a result of the activities of bandits and terrorists, especially in the north part of this country that have made farming excessively, very, very difficult, if not impossible.
Mm.
And so we have, you know, food shortages, the high prices of foodstuff are occasioned by the insecurity in the land. And then you are now having over 140,000 or is it 300,000 hectares of farmland that has, you know, in many parts of this country at the same time.
It makes
people
the future
have predicted.
Bleak.
It makes the future very bleak. And, you know, because people have also predicted that even rice, a bag of rice, a staple in Nigeria might rise as high as 80 to 100,000 naira in the country. And so if that rises, you're going to be sure that other food items, basic food items, are also going to rise in an astronomical manner.
Wow.
Now, the question you now begin to ask yourself is, where do we go to? How are people surviving? Because I've always felt that, people, it's a miracle how Nigerians have been surviving, looking at what is going on in the country today. Mm. So this flooding, unfortunately, has compounded our issues and our woes.
Okay. Well, let's bring in Lagos to this conversation. We have just 7 minutes. So guys, go straight to the point. You have 60 seconds. We'll try to take at least 5 to 6 calls right now. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. If you're a lady, you can send us a message. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM 99.3. And of course, we are live on YouTube also. Please drop a message on Twitter with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
All right. You're not ready? Please call us. When you call us, go straight to the point. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning. Oh, everybody's calling at the same time. 0700-993-993-993. And you can call, if you're a lady, 01465-7190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, ma'am.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, welcome.
Yes, sir. My name is Kingsley.
Okay, Kingsley, go ahead.
Calling from Jakonde.
Okay, sir.
I like on our program very well.
Okay.
Like, what that man is spending now is true. Because, like, this morning now, I called program for Sheriff. One man dropped, he tell me I should go to one place like that. Like, this Jakonde now, we are struggling to live. Can media come and confirm this place? May they locate us? We are working people. So nobody will come down. Now media will do them for us. We'll vote for now.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos? So sorry about it. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. My name is Pastor Emeka Odiora.
Okay. Sorry?
My name is Pastor Emeka Odiora, coming from Ikeja.
Okay, Pastor Emeka, you have...
Yeah, based on the issue on ground, I believe that Nigeria government have neglected the dams and all that over the years. So, as we're discussing this morning, please, our people should be able to hold our leaders accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They say that doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result is madness.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that Nigeria will have to take the bull by the horn to ensure that this dam is being completed. I don't know the level, but it has to so that people will stop dying. What is happening in Anambra and other places is terrible.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
God bless you, Rego.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. We appreciate you. We'll take one more call before we wrap things up here. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
This is Malik speaking.
Malik, go ahead.
Malik, go ahead, please.
So you asked a very sweet question. Does who benefit from anything of that? And the answer is yes. Since the executive is stealing, the lower people that are meant to share those aids will not do that and they'll take it to their house. Thank you.
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Malik, for calling. Straight to the point. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Sunday. I'm calling from Agility.
All right, go ahead, Sunday.
Yes, I just want to propose some solutions.
Okay. Quickly, you have 50 seconds.
Okay. Number one, we should enforce the walls of the Cameroon dam to withstand more water. If Nigeria cannot afford to complete its own dam, Nigeria should complete her own dam. That's the second one, to reduce the effect of the flooding.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is that they should do dredge River Niger and Benue. They should relocate those living in the lowland level areas. Then the fifth one is that those in control or supervising the dams should be sanctioned for dereliction of duty because the dams are metered in such a way to control the volume of water
that comes,
which must be released regularly to avoid flooding.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Very, very interesting solutions. Yeah. And I think that those who are responsible, if they're listening, these are things that we must take into consideration. But this is a conversation that we continue to have. Mr. Chikichide, unfortunately, time is not on our side. But, you know, the information that we've gotten has given us food for thought. And I'm thinking that we're all going to be thinking on these things. And it will inform our choices in whoever we decide to pick as leaders and make sure that they're responsible to us.
603 avoidable debts
have already
these are
happened.
The ones with property, land, the hunger next year,
food shortage is going to be another
inflation,
issue
another thing
that we're going
year.
To have to deal with
just
going
because
forward.
Somebody didn't do their job.
Chikichide, always a pleasure to have you. Great conversation. Chikichide is a public affairs analyst. Thank you so much for speaking
thank you
with
so
us today.
Much for being on the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Well, that's it on this side of the clock. When we come back on the other side, we'll be having guests in the studio, and we're talking about Sakpa.
Yes, Sakpa. If you don't know what that is, it's not Jakpa. It's not the younger brother of Jakpa. It is what you run away with. It is what makes you Jakpa.
It's a song. Mm. Hard life where we they live for Niger.
You are singing it. It's what makes you want to Jakpa. Sakpa makes you Jakpa.
We'll tell you all about it. And you can feel free to share your Sakpa stories with us after the break. Stay with us.
All right, check your time. It's 11:29 and we said it and we keep keeping our word. God. All right, so now we're back and we want to talk about Sakpa. Sakpa. How do you define Sakpa in your head? But let's just tell you, Sakpa is that time where, you know, you start checking the clothes you put to wash, checking the pockets if you find 100 naira, 200 naira, something. Sakpa is when you go to the kitchen and you are creative. You see half pot of beans. You see eba somewhere. You see some fish.
You say half.
Half pot.
Almost empty pot of beans.
Low up the base of it now. You scrape. You know what's up. Sakpa is when you want to go to bed. You turn off your data. You tell someone, please, let's talk. See, Sakpa is a phenomenon. It should be studied in university. So we're asking you this beautiful morning, what is your Sakpa story? If I tell you my own, you have to promise not to tell anybody because I will deny.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when I had beans I ate the beans. There were three of us. We ate the beans, but the beans had to remain. We intentionally let it remain. Mm-hmm. Then when it remained, after some time, we poured water and put some pepper. Mm-hmm. Then we didn't see any leaves, sha. Then we boiled. It was watery beans, and we made a pan. Don't tell me what we did with the tomb. That's a sakpa story. So what is your sakpa story? We're gathering sakpa stories. And I won't tell you. On Friday, somebody will get something for the truthful and the most sakpacious sakpa story you can bring together. So let's get to it, all right? Mm. If you have a sakpa story, share it today. Don't be ashamed. I shared mine.
We're all sharing today. Today we're sharing.
Share your sakpa story.
And who knows, your story might make the Hall of Fame.
When nothing was there, nothing. Mm. Somebody told me about boiling pepper, putting pepper inside water and using it to eat eba.
Who's the somebody?
I don't know. Name with her. Sakpa story. Mm. What is your sakpa story?
Well, what Lagos, let's talk about sakpa because it looks like something that most people have experienced, whether when you were in uni, whether when you started adulting, adulting,
Even now, yes, are you experiencing sakpa now? What's your sakpa story?
Some people have worked for months. They've not paid them salary. And they are managing because sakpa is the name
of the
game.
Sakpa is the name. Always want to track. You check. Okay, this conductor from here to here, they're very mean. So I would track from here to here, then enter bus from here.
Let me tell you somebody's sakpa story. Mm. Somebody has entered bus. Did not have money, but had to be at work.
Of course.
Entered. When they got there, they're acting like they were crazy. Just to say,
this wasn't Lagos.
It's Lagos.
Ah, Lagos. Lagos conductors are crazier. That's how they let him be.
What happened? Say, leave
him now.
It was a ha.
Hell.
Leave her.
Female sakpa. Sakpalina.
So, sakpa must have made you do all sorts of things. Share with us. All
right.
No shame, no judgment here. 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993. The ladies, call us with your very posh sakpa stories.
01465 7190.
That's 01465 7190. Sakpa, is it your mate?
And this is the worst time to be anonymous because you will win something.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio, please.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Give us the WhatsApp, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Hey. What's your name, sir?
My name is Larry.
Larry, do you want to share your sakpa story?
Oh, God, me, you should have called me Larry Sakpa.
Larry Sakpa.
Bele. Let's hear it, Jerry.
Oh, God, me, plenty for Lautech.
Ah.
I did tell you, the kiddie days, me and my sister, we look back.
Lado Kiakintola.
Oh, God, me, we bought, we were left with 30 naira. Bro.
30 naira, two people.
Two people.
Oh my God.
We open drawer, we open cupboard.
Nothing.
My sister saying, go buy to Eko Agidi.
Uh-huh.
Back those days. So we bought two. And we bought two for 5 naira sugar. I'm telling you, we open one Agidi inside cup. Everybody carry your own sugar. You own sugar for 5 naira. We open up. After we hit it, no put again. But another sakpa story.
Yeah.
He say,
yeah.
I work at Sote. I know all the corner for Bomo Shop.
Yeah.
As I pass the corner, one driver say, bro, enter. We don't have you for this road. Just they monitor me.
So
early morning
story.
Like this, all the corner. I say, bro, when I was going in the morning, I see meet you for road. And I go lecture.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I beg. But we thank God today.
Larry Sakpa.
Thank you for calling.
Jerry.
But uni days, man.
That driver of motor will see you. Yeah, come.
Enter. What is this?
Hey.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, let me off my radio.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Are we in Ikorodu?
Cheers to life.
Yes, we're in Ikorodu, life and direct.
They are going to break your leg in that Ikorodu.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Good morning.
How are you, Jerry? What's up with you?
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just coming, with
I'm
us.
Coming in now. So I'm not here for you people.
Hey!
Don't worry.
I'm going to be calling.
Don't all right, worry. So tell us. Tell us about your Sakwa story. Mm-hmm. What's your Sakwa story?
My Sakwa story.
Sakwa. Sakwa story. Hey, you are not even listening, but no worry. We understand.
Oh, I'm just coming in.
Okay.
Okay, thank
okay,
you
don't
for
worry.
Calling.
All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, hey, Lagos? Straight to life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Ngozi?
Yes.
All right, Ngozi, you want to share your Sakwa story?
This story, each time I remember. Oh, my God.
You know, any story that starts with, you have to sit down where?
They're over. Don't say it's in school. One fateful day like that, we ran out of food. There was nothing. When I said nothing,
zero.
You know this time, after coming back from lectures, will be coming out of your eyes. Headache, no food, nothing.
Hey,
my roommate managed to go somewhere. I don't know how she got this half delica of rice.
Oh God!
We don't have anything to cook it. I know what she did. We gathered Ope, you know Ope.
Yo.
We gathered palm oil.
Yes.
We gathered the scent leaf.
Huh?
We started cooking rice. No meat, nothing.
But you got salt. Salt was there.
God punished us that day. I did not know that a night before she used that pot to boil this dogoyaro.
Yeah.
I swear. And she washed the pot and kept.
Oh.
And I used it to cook the rice.
Hey.
After cooking rice, she
you not eat it.
I was eating rice, I was crying. One day I wanted to even replicate this, and I was asking myself, how did I eat this?
Hey.
I was eating rice, I was. That rice is the most bitter thing I've ever tested. We are just eating.
No way, power. Thank you so much.
Because even me, I'm like, help me.
Yeah, take on that show. We don't know.
Why?
Hey, Dogoyaro. Ah, devil is a liar.
We eat the rice like
devil
that.
Devil is a liar. We eat it.
Food is food inside the stomach.
Hey, what it is that we are
crying. It's all sweet. It's food.
Dogoyaro, less rice.
You know what it is to come back from a lecture, especially those lecturers that are boring.
Yes.
And then hunger. All you see is red.
You see red everywhere.
When you open all the cupboard, no food, you will just start crying.
Yes, if your roommate lies down careless, you'll be seeing chicken on the bed.
I'm telling you, see, and you just be sitting there and smelling
food that other people.
Pie.
Hey!
From cafeteria.
Oh my God. Sakwa story, bring it on!
Hello, good morning. Oh, hey, sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olongo.
Your name is Olongo?
No, it's long.
Say your name, George.
Say your name, George.
It won't affect our transmitter. Don't worry.
Okay. Egyptological metamorphosis.
I beg, stop that, please. Stop that, please. What's your name?
Egyptological. Someone has not experienced that. Maybe he's experiencing it now.
Sakwa has not reached his energy button. Turn off your radio, please. Do that quickly.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Chikeze.
Chikeze, where are you calling from?
I'm at Ikeja Computer Village at the moment.
Okay, Chikeze, do you have a Sakwa story to share?
Share with us.
Too many of them, but I will share one.
Please, share one.
That is, that was when I came to Lagos. You know, that was 96.
96, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that I was doing well in the East, but when I came in here, nothing. So
you stopped doing well.
Yes, me and my brother, my younger brother. So we have to go to one girl like that. You know, she they sell beans.
Okay, cooked one or raw one. Cooked beans, okay.
Mama put her hand.
So we'll go there, we'll do as if that we are, you know, her friends, so that she'll be giving us beans.
Mm.
So we'll give her We will give her 20 naira. She okay. will just load our plate with beans.
Okay.
We will come home. We will now look at our neighbors and get garri.
Who?
Then that 20 naira beans will take two of us for a whole day.
Two of you are human beings now.
Honestly. That's how we are doing it.
One plate of beans for two human beings.
Hey.
Honestly. We'll take it this morning. We'll use water to supplement it night.
Welcome. You don't come for meeting again now. We have a meeting. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're not serious.
It's true. We have somewhere we meet.
See,
those of us
what
that
they were doing was
helped.
101. And that one is half zero.
It's
half.
Part of that one.
Yes.
That
so they
make
divide
one.
It by two.
Half zero, half.
Half. Hey, with
half
water.
Zero,
water
half.
Now complements.
So go there, give the
we'll
big 20
water,
naira.
So your belly will be like band.
Bean, and you are full. Banana be show glass, Joe. Banana be show glass.
Sakpa.
Nobody knows what's inside.
Sakpa, it will not be well with you.
Oh, Sakpa.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name?
This is Samuel.
Samuel,
share your story with us, please.
I'm telling you. This one take me go far. 1993 or so. Yes. Now, was secondary school that time, so... you know, now this, June 12th, issue and all that, Luther, and more importantly, in Ife.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, there was no mobile phone and things like that. So, our parents gave us, money, just to the one, this kind of money they sent through pass to Iveco point, just let me drop them, go to the bus stop, all those kind of things. So, to not even worsen the case. So, there was no way we could travel because everywhere, no movement.
Yeah.
So the last cup of beans that we had at home, that thinking,
beans.
Just like that favorite woman, let's eat this one. And, so we don't cook this beans though. It was hot. We put it in our room, that time. Myself and my cousin, when I said, let's just stay outside a little bit for the beans to, to be cooled before we descend on it. Lo and behold, we didn't know how these small chickens got access into the room. I've been trying maybe through the window.
Hey!
Know what happened. They just pull on this, scatter everything. I'm telling you. My second how to kill one of these things, because they were.
That shall not kill.
But he killed them, but out of anger, just throwing all sort of things to them. That, but if I challenge, through the injury and all that.
The dead.
We could not.
No, it was self-defense. So the chicken wanted to kill people.
I'm telling you, we couldn't eat this stuff.
For self-defense.
We couldn't eat and
it. It would be poo-poo food now. It would be chicken food.
Nothing. No garri until one of our neighbor's daughter now saw that it's like something was wrong with this.
Yes, they're about to die.
Now brought food to us and all that. That was even the following day. I could never forget that my life, God has blessed me today. Each time I remember, I always cry. I used to tell my kids that, forget, we have seen life.
I'm telling you.
Thank you for
sharing. Look, killing that chicken.
Stretch, I'm sorry, I would cry. I would cry like somebody beats me. I'm not even going to play.
So let me ask.
When I'm angry, there are two times in my life I'll be very deadly.
So
when I'm hungry and when I'm sleepy.
Me, I always tears. I'll be breathing.
I will cry.
I can cry.
I'll cry so that they will give me, what's that in palliative? I'm telling you.
I can cry and follow them die.
No.
Because that chicken is self-defense. If you kill the chicken, it's self-defense. That chicken was
in fact, I will be holding the chicken like this and crying.
Let's not read the messages you guys have. So said, my Sakpa story. I've been eating concussion rice once a day. No meat since August. My keke was totally no money. This is a current Sakpa story.
It is well with you, Sakpa. It should not be well
Sakpa.
With you.
A day from my papa. My own Sakpa story has to do with me looking for a way to orient, orientate my 7 and 3 year old how to imbibe the 101 male culture. The boys just looked at me, smiled, and went back to their cartoon. I've been wondering since I've if I've done something wrong. Yes, you have done something wrong. Is it them that say you should start teaching them sakpa at what age? All right. I used to steal maize and cassava from school farm during my uni days. When one were the ones that cultivated it anyway. So in Lagos, I used to trek from Abuleado to Yanoba. Yeah, man, this is like from here to Calabar. This is far, not that far. Abuleado from Yanoba. Mm-hmm. As long as I have my earpiece and music, the trekking will always be smooth sailing.
Yeah, but after the hunger comes.
Yeah, that's suffering. Mm. This one says, can you not share the... Okay, sorry. That one is different. This one says, I ate in a restaurant without money back in school. I had to start forming nice and explaining afterwards like Sabino's.
Good day, sir.
How's the family, sir? Patrick from Kiki. But your stomach was already full. All right. That's dangerous, man. What's up, Lagos? Engineer Kenny from Lagos Island. Years back when I was learning work, I used to buy swallow from food seller and keep the fish and stew to cook noodles.
This one's sweet. This one's sweet. So you don't eat the fish.
You don't eat the fish. You just keep it for the noodles.
You just use your bar to check the oil and swallow.
That woman's story made me remember my friend cooked rice with sugar. It wasn't funny that day. Collins said, just cook rice with sugar, nothing else. Sakpa isn't nice at all. During my internship in an engineering firm in Lagos, I had used all my money at hand to eat during lunch break. My eye can't clear when it was time to go home, and I wasn't a fan of begging. I had to trek from VI to loot. My legs... The next day was so heavy to carry. That's not walking, that's trekking.
That's tougher.
I got a small job at the bank in 2015. After 6 months, 38 of us were dropped. I rented a house during the time and couldn't buy anything in it. Slept on the floor for 3 years. To get money, I went to my older sister's family house. She sent me on errands and I kept the change. When I get up to 1,005, I go back home. Then make soup, 300 naira total. Each eat for 5 days and then go back home. Then and go back to her. I didn't add that I woke up at midnight to steal some gari in her house. It was the normal routine. Government there, not bank mama. It was my companion. In fact, the woman who sold me the ingredients regularly saw me one day and said, customer, I know they see you again. I replied, God forbid. And they chopped that head soup. Who can customize that?
May you not see me again?
Amen. My second story goes to us. Back then in Unicam, as a student, I was out of cash and foodstuff. Exams was ongoing during the time. I had a leftover bread, which I reserved for the next day. Behold, I came back from exam that evening, and I was very hungry. It was almost 8 p.m., and the bread was infested with ants. I discovered the more I dust the ant off the bread, the more they appear. So I gathered courage and put off the lights in the room and ate the bread.
No!
Like that. At least what you don't see can't hurt you.
This one.
Emmanuel from Lekki. Emmanuel turned off the lights, so the ant disappeared. Sakpa is a visitor. Some come to stay for life. My Sakpa story. I have trekked from Opik to Denro Ishashi on empty stomach. Another memorable day was when I used water to be diluting salt. Another time, I warmed half spoiled pottage, mistakenly poured white detergent, thinking it was salt. I was eating yam pottage that was foaming.
That one is bad. Not good for your health.
God help me.
You
that
slept
was
in the
suicide
bathroom
mission.
The whole day.
Patrick from Akuti. Patrick will not kill me. Say he was eating yam pottage that was foaming. My second story, I was so broke when I was in school. I had to trek from Unibend to Ring Road in order to meet an aunt for money. I did not attend lectures for 1 week because of my leg. pain. Collins, you see him? I remember then in school at Rufus Giwa Poly, the day Sakwa catch me, I have to soak 50 naira gari for like 3 hours before I could eat it for that day. Dami from Ogijo. All right, there's so many of them.
Too many messages. Anti-infested bread, that one got me.
Is that a sound of the light?
That one got me. What I don't see cannot kill
just
me.
Just chewing the ants.
And the ants will be protein.
Yes, protein.
Hey! Oh my God, you guys made me bring out my Christmas laughter. Anyway, we're going to take more calls. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. It's WhatsApp Lagos 99.3. Nigeria Inbound. We're talking about Sakwa
story.
We're sharing our Sakwa stories. So don't be ashamed, because you see, in this life, at one point or the other, Sakwa must jam you.
Sakwa must happen.
Because you see, it's unavoidable.
Yeah, if you have no jackpot, then you stay with the Sakwa.
Back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Stretch to life. What's your name, sir?
Moses calling from Lekki.
Moses.
Share your Sakwa
story. Moses.
Share your Sakwa story, John.
Let me tell you my Sakwa story, Jerry.
Don't be angry. Mabin.
Nah. Tell you, you don't drink. You know what they call Eruko Shodi?
Yes.
Those days when no money, no shishi, no shimbai. When I look, when I want shop, money afternoon, I nothing. I go carry better water for big cup. Then buy one old kosho, the pour inside. Trust me, that's the food for the whole day.
Oh, share for the whole day.
That water I drink with that small kosho. That be the food for the whole day.
God have mercy.
Wait, you don't chop eba alone without stew. Me, I don't chop eba without stew. They go dash you eba, you know, see soup. Sometimes they go dash you soup, you know, see gari. You go chop one, you leave the rest.
Moses! God has helped you clear the ocean. Clear the Red Sea. Moses!
Thank you very much for calling, Moses.
Moses has walked through.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Cheers to life.
This is Ochus Kokoto from Songo.
Ochus Kokoto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Chorosho master.
Let me teach you. Share the Sakwa story with us. We'll do the singing after now.
Okay. My Sakwa story was there were several times throughout the day, nothing in the stomach. Then the second one, I have trekked from Mushi to Songo.
What is it now? Why?
Almost 3 to 4 times.
Mushi to Songo?
Yeah.
Do you take breaks?
Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Anyway, unfortunately, Joronjo, we had to, Zeta had to rudely interrupt, but we have to quickly just thank you all for sharing your Sakwa stories. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Tomorrow and day after tomorrow.
More Sakwa stories. Mm-hmm. We want to hear, because it's something that we all have experienced.
Joronjo, okay? Master, send us a message on WhatsApp so we can get your digits and get you have something Choloncho. To say. Mm-hmm. Choloncho, right?
Choloncho.
Yeah, tell us that.
Anyway, we want to say thank yous to everybody who's been part of the conversation today. We want to thank our guest Achike Chude, who came earlier
thank
on.
Thank you, Achike. Thank you for changing your schedule for us.
Yes, yes, yes. But tomorrow we'll be back again as usual on WhatsApp Lagos, talking for development.
Yeah, and we promise we keep our promises.
Yeah, we'll show up.
But we'll show up tomorrow.
We'll show up. All right. My name is Mary Anacon. Don't forget, follow Nigeria Info on all our social media platforms for more conversations. Yes, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and you can also be part of the conversation on our social media, my social media. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O. That's Mimi Ariel. Just search for Marianne Dukokon everywhere.
All right, check me out on Instagram, Stretch Original, one word, S-T-R-A-T-C-H, Original, Stretch Original, one word. And if you want to check me out on Twitter, Stretch Cool, all right? We'll be back tomorrow. Take care. Have yourself a wonderful day and keep it locked right here.